We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis, the two dots. The fourth terrible thing that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz was, it says in the Mishnah, Saras Afustamus Sartaira. Afustamus was a Sar Yevani, a Greek ruler, who burnt the Sefer Torah that Ezra had that was in the Azara. They used to use that Sefer Torah as a Sefer Torah Meduyik to copy other Sifrei Torah from this Sefer Torah, and they burnt it, and that was a terrible thing. It was a big tzara, and that also happened in Shavuos B'Tammuz. How do we know? The Gemara says it was a Gemara. It was a Kabbalah, Maaveseinu. It was a Kabbalah from our father's tradition, a Masorah, that it was on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The fifth terrible thing that happened in Shavuos B'Tammuz was Hemet Tzalem B'Heichel. Menashe put a Tzalem in the Heichel. Menol and Heino was on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The Chassid says in the Pasuk in Daniel, U'me'eis Husar HaTamid V'loseis Shikut Shoimim. At the time the Talmud was bottled, that is when Menashe placed the Tzalem in the Heichel. Even though the Talmud that was bottled in our Mishnah is talking about in the second Beis HaMikdash and Menashe in the first Beis HaMikdash, but from the Pasuk you see it was the same day, the same time, the same a bad omen of that day, the same time of the Talmud was, the same type of day that the Talmud was taken away, the Shikah Shemim was put there, which means they put up a Zara in the Heichel. Break the Marav Chadava. There's only one tzelem. The Mishnah says Hemid tzelem v'heichel. Sounds like there's only one tzelem. V'achsev says in the pasuk v'aknaf shkutzim v'shoimim. Says in the pasuk in Daniel that it was shkutzim. There was two tzelamim, two avodah zaros. Amarava treyhava. There was really two that Menashe put in the heichel. But nofel chadachavre. One of them fell on the other one v'tavre l'yodei and broke its hand. And therefore, it's only considered that there were one because there was only one. Whole one complete Avodah Zarah, the other one, it broke his hand. And when it broke his hand, they found that it was written on some, it's a Tup Shatim and Taisvis, either means on the Tzelem HaShalem, it was written on the Avodah Zarah that was complete, it was written on it, it said like this, Ant Tzavis L'charuvi Beise, you want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, you Avodah Zarah, talking to the other one. Therefore, Yodach HaShtumislei, therefore, I cut off your hand and I paid back your hand. That is one pshat in Taisus. Other pshat in Taisus that was written on that hand that was cut off, it was written that you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, therefore your hand was cut off. So the Gemara Vayta. Said in the Mishnah, now the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. The first thing our Mishnah mentions is Tisha B'Av Nigzar al Vesenu, so you come to Laaretz. On Tisha B'Av, there's a Gzeira on our forefathers that they're not going to go in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. Menolan, how do we know that that story happened on Tisha B'Av? The Chassid says in the Pasuk. The first two psukim were just bringing to show that the meraglim happened in the second year after leaving Mitzrayim. In the first of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the second year of coming out of Mitzrayim, the Mishkan was put up. In the first year, Moshe built the Mishkan. Beginning of the second year is when Moshe put the Mishkan up, erected the Mishkan. Vishilah meraglim. He also sent meraglim that year. Now, what day was that? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, "Vahi b'shana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni v'esher v'chodesh nala onam al mishkan ha'idus." The first time they traveled was in the second year, in the second month, which means in Iyar, in the 20th day of Iyar, the onon, the cloud on top of the mishkan, went up, and we knew time to travel. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, "V'yishu mehar Hashem derech shosh yomim." We left Har Hashem of 3 days, 3 days, and after that story, there was the Klal Yisrael started complaining. That day, on the 20th day of Iyar, Soru Machrei Hashem, they already started complaining to Hashem. Uchsiv veSafsuf Asher Bekirbo Hisavu Taiva vaYishuvu vaYifku Gam Bnei Yisrael. And they said in the pasuk says vaYoyim Remiyach Lenu Basar, and Uchsiv is in the pasuk that Hashem punished them ad Chodesh Yomim. And for Chodesh Yomim, they got this punishment of the Slav, and a lot of people died. So we have here 3 days of traveling, and there's a month, the Chodesh Yomim, of being in one place. And Rashi learns that Chodesh Yomim is 29 days. So if you count 3 days from Iyar for the first 3 days, which is the 20th day, Iyar, 21 and 22, 3 days, then you count the Iyar is a chaser, which is 29 days in the month of Iyar, so another 7 days of Iyar. And then you count another 22 days of Sivan, altogether 29 days, because Rashi learned the Chodesh Yomim of a Slav was 29 days. So 29 days lands up on Chav Beis Sivan. The Havalei Esrim Tartim Sivan, a Chav Beis Sivan. B'chassim, it says after that, V'atisogeh Miriam shivas yamim, that Miriam got saras at that time, and she had to be put locked up out of the machna for 7 days. And on the seventh day, that is when we sent the meraglim. Everything was one day after the next. All the stories in parashas in Sefer Bamidbar. That's on the 29th day of Sivan. Remember, Sivan is a Malay. The Moshe sent the meraglim on the 29th day of Sivan. So 29th day of Sivan, so you have 2 days of Sivan till the end of the month, 29 and 30. Then you have the full 29 days of Tammuz, which is 31. And then into Av, so by the 8th day of Av is 39 days, because you have 2 plus 29 is 31, plus 8 is 39. So let's see inside the Gemara. They returned from spying on the land after 40 days. So, Frank the Gemara, so what comes out? So if you count the 40 days, it'll land up on Tisha B'Av. And Rashi learns they came back the day before Tisha B'Av and they cried the night of Tisha B'Av. They came back on Ches B'Av, and then that night, which is the night of Tisha B'Av, they cried. So Ches B'Av is only 39 days away, because if you count 2 days from Sivan, 29 days of Tam is 31, and 8 days of Av is 39. And the Meraglim went away for 40 days. So what's going on over here? It's 39 days. That year, Tammuz was a Malay. It was 30 days. And you get an extra day. And it turns out, Ches B'Av was 40 days. It says in the Pasuk, in Eicha, that the Pasuk is Karalai Mayed Lishba B'churai, which retaych, Mayed means Rosh Chodesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that month should be an extra day in order that Tisha B'Av should land up the night that they're crying. Because if not, it would have landed the next day. And Tisha B'Av is the day that's Mesugal for Tzaras. Uchsiv, it says about that night when the Ragam came back, it says in the Pasuk, Batisa kol ha'edav, it was kerlam v'yivku am b'lai lehu, they cried that night. And Amar Rabbah Am Yechanan, that night was Tisha B'Av ha'ya, Amalem Karish Baruch Hu, at the Mechisa Mechia Shachinam, you cried for no reason. Going to Rishon is a good thing, and you cried for no reason. I'm Mikveya that night as a Bechia L'Darius. So that's what Rashi learns. Again, the Cheshbon for Rashi is that on the 20th day of Iyar is when the cloud went up and they left. They traveled 3 days. And then they had the whole story with the Slav, which is another 29 days, which lands up on Chav Beis Sivan. Then you have 7 days of Miriam, which lands up on Chav Tes Sivan, and from there, 40 days with a Tammuz, that's Malay, lands up on Ches B'Av, the day before Tisha B'Av. Tosfos argues on two pratim over here. First of all, Tosfos learns that Chodesh Yamim was 30 days, and if we lose a day there, and Tosfos also learns they came back on Tisha B'Av. I in Tosfos for the Cheshbon, and especially look at the Bach and Sifkat and Hay, which explains it, but Tuv Tam V'Das, exactly Tosfos Shita. But we went with Rashi Shita, not to confuse everyone. But there is a Tosfos Shita that learns a little different, and the two main differences are, first of all, the Rambam came back on Tisha B'Av according to Tosfos, and number two is that Chodesh Yomim, the Slav, was a Oynish of 30 days, not of 29 days. So that's the Makar, that on Tisha B'Av was when the Meraglim came back and there was Nigzura that they're not going to go in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. The next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Charav Ayis B'Rishayna. The first Beis HaMikdosh was Charav on Tisha B'Av. That was first Beis HaMikdosh was Charav on Tisha B'Av. That's the second terrible thing that happened on Tisha B'Av. The Chsev, it says in the Pasuk, this is talking about Churban Bayis region, it says in the Pasuk, V'choyish ha-chamishu b'shiva l'choydesh, hishnas sha'esu yishana l'melech v'chonat tzamach bavel. It was in the fifth month, which is Av, on the seventh day of Av, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign of Bavel, Bav Nebuzradon Rav Tavachin Eva Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. The Nebuzradon HaRosha came to Yerushalayim, V'yisuf V'yisuf Hashem, he burned the Beis Hashem. So you see, on the seventh day of Av, the bias was burned. That's what the Pasuk sounds like. Well, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk of Yirmiyah, which talks about the same Inyan, it says, on the 9th day of Av, and 10th day of Av, which is the 19th day to the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Bonav is Radim Rav Tavachim, Omel Tre Melech Bavel Rishlaim, and says in the Pasuk, Yisrael Beis Hashem. So there's a stira. It's impossible to say that on the seventh day of Av, the Beis Hamikdash was burnt. Sharei Kvar Nemar, it says in Yirmiyah Be'ezel HaChadosh, it says on the 10th day of the month. V'yev Shleimar, it got burnt Be'ezel, Sharei Kvar Nemar, B'Shiva, it says Shiva. HaKeitzad, B'Shiva, it says HaKeitzad, has a possible stira, either 7 or 10. HaKeitzad, B'Shiva Nichnashu Nachrim Lehechel, on the 7th day of Av, the Goyim went into the Hechel. Va'ochlu V'kilkulu Boy. And they ate there, and they the princes and Znos, they were kalkul. Shviv, that's when it came in. Shviv, Shmini, Tshi, Somach, HaShecha, Hitzisubai. They partied in the Beis Mikdosh on the 7th day, and the 8th day, and the 9th day. In the 9th day, in the evening, means after, at the end of the 9th day, they Tisubai, they lit up the Beis Mikdosh, Sa'ar, Vayadoylik, Vahoylikal Yoyim. The whole 10th day was burning Kulai. Shunemar, he says, "Oilanu that the day when the day was getting dark, that's when the Goyim burnt the Beis Hamikdash. If I would have been in that dar when I made the fast of Tisha B'Av, I would have made it on 10th day of Av. That's when most of the burning of the Hechel happened. And the Rabbanon of that dar held not like that. They held Aschalta the Brusa Adifo. When the Peronius starts, that's the worst, which was on Tisha B'Av when the Peronius started, and therefore they were misacking the fast on Tisha B'Av. Al Kaponim, there's a stira. On one hand it says Shiva, on the other hand it says Asiri. And that, the Gemara answers, that really the Sreifa was on the 10th day. And that it says, by Yisreif am Shiva, because the reason is, because since that's when they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and they parted in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it's considered like it started at that time, and the pasuk reads like this: they came in b'shiva and they partied there, and they waited till the 10th day or the 9th day, and then v'yisrael beis Hashem. When it says the pasuk v'yisrael beis Hashem, doesn't mean they burnt it on the 7th day. It means they came into the Beis HaMikdash on the 7th day, and they landed up burning it on the end of the 9th day into the 10th day. So that is the second terrible thing that happened on Tisha B'Av. Uvishnia menalan. How do you know that the second Beis HaMikdash was also burnt and destroyed on Tisha B'Av, the town of the Braisa? Magaglum schosu yem zakai. A good thing happens on a good day. V'choyvul yem chayv. And a not good thing happens on a not good day. Omru chacham, kushchar v'esmikdash v'reshayna, oisa yem erev Tisha B'Av haya. When the first v'esmikdash was chorav, that day was erev Tisha B'Av, which means, Taich Marashah explains, means it was on Tisha B'Av towards evening. Umatzah Shabbos haya. It was also Umatzah Shabbos, which was on Sunday. That year Tisha B'Av was on Sunday. It was the year after Shvius. It was the Mishmaris of Yehorav. And Levim was saying Shira. I'm standing on the stage saying Shira. Now even though the Talmud was bottled already, they still said Shira, because the Gokhwat Mandiam holds that even when the Talmud was bottled, they still said Shira. They still said Shira. What year were they saying? Mashira Imrim. Vayoshav Aleim es Oinom uvarosam et smisem. In their bad deeds of Klai Yisrael, Hashem will hit them down. And tells another word, Yismisem. The end of the pasuk says, the pasuk reads like this: V'yashav aleim es oinam v'yrosim yatzmisem yatzmisem Hashem alekenu. V'lo yispiku leimar, the words yatzmisem Hashem alekenu achabo nachrim v'kavsh, until the nachrim came and destroyed them. V'chein v'shniyem, the same exact thing happened in Beis Mikdash, that it was also on a Sunday, and it was also Matzah Shvius, and also on Tisha B'Av, to Mekayim, that Megalgalim Chayva L'Yoyim Chayv. Megalgalim Chayva L'Yoyim Chayv. Now Rashi is supposed to speak out that even though this Shira, this is the Yoyim Revi, really, we say this on Yoyim Revi, it's a part of the capital of Kel Nekomis Hashem, it punk landed up in their mouth, this Shira, this, like, it was like a hesped, a kina, a lamentation, it punk landed up in their mouth, it was Basher Tamaisa, Ashkacha Pratis, because of what's going to happen, this landed up in their mouth. What was the fourth terrible thing that happened on Tisha B'Av? Nilka de Beita. How do we know that? Gemara, it's also a Masaira, it's also a tradition that happened on that day. And the fifth terrible thing that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nechrusha Ir, that Yerushalayim, they plowed up Yerushalayim. Tanya, to the Braisa, Agav, Beitar was destroyed. That was in this after 52 years after Churban HaBayis was Beitar was destroyed after Bayis Sheni. It was the story of Bar Kochva, who was a very big ruler, and the Romans squashed the rebellion and they destroyed Beitar. The fifth thing was Nechash Ir, the Yerushalayim was plowed up. Tanya the Rais, the Kachacharos, Taran Surfus, Harasha, Esahechel, when he destroyed the Hechel, Nigzu Gzeira, Gamil Ariga. There was a Gzeira on. First of all, they have the Gerus. Nechash Ir, Gemara. This is some of the Gerus. Nechash Ir, how do we know it was on Tisha B'Av? Gemara. It's also a Gemara. Now, Gemara brings a Braisa about the Inyanim of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tanya. Kisha Charash Taransufas Rasha as Hechel. When Taransufas Rasha plowed the Makam of the Hechel, Nigzura Gzeira, there's a Gzeira also on Rabbi Gamil to kill Maharga. Ba'adin Echad, a certain ruler came, a certain minister came, Va'amma Vesam Vadish, went to his marriage, Va'amma Balachaita Misbakish, Balachaita Misbakish. Balachaita means the one with the nose. Rashi explains it means Bal Kaima Vatsura, someone looks good, or a Gadla Adar. And they understood it meant Rabbi Gamil. He had to say it Beremez because he didn't want to get caught. So he walked to his marriage, said that they're looking for the Balachaitim. Shama Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Gamil understood it meant him. Ozot Hashem and I went to hide. Ozot Gabay Betzina. So this Adoin, this minister, went to find him in hiding. Amalei Metzilicha, Meisel Lamed. I'll see if I saved you. Are you my guaranteed El Mabah? Amalei Hain said yes. Amalei Shtabli, swear to me. Shtabli swore to him. Solak Ligra, this minister went up onto the roof. Nafal, he fell, he jumped off, Umis, and he died. Vigamiri, and we have a Kabbalah, the Chigazu Geri Zerasa. When the Romans make a gzera, Mischad Minaya, one of them died, Bevat the gzera zera. Their minig was that if the Goyim, they made a gzera, and one of the people died, they took it as a bad omen, that they better stop, and they Bevat the gzera. So here, the minister died, to Bevat the gzera, about Ram Gamil. Yotza, Basko, Va'amra, Odin Zer, this minister, Mezumin, Lechaya, Oilam Abba. He's Mezumin, Lechaya, Oilam Abba. Torah Abbanon, another Maisa that Fishat Churm is to make this, Torah Abbanon, Mishchar Vezabayis, when the Beis Hamikdash was Charav, when the time of the Beis Hamikdash was Charav, Verishayna, this it sounds like the first Beis Hamikdash. Niskapzu kites kiddush pirchei kuna. A bunch of groups of young kahanim gathered on the roof. Mafteches hahechel beyadam and mafteches of the hechel were in their hands. Va'olu gaga hechel went to the roof of the hechel. Vamal lefanim said in front of Hashem. Rabbi Shalaylam, however, is a chinu lias gizbar namanim. Since we weren't good watchers over this Beis HaMikdash, we didn't watch it correctly, and we did have Averis. Yiyum Aftecha is Mesura Shlucha. Here's back the keys. Uzrakum Klap Ma'ale, threw it up, Klap Ma'ale towards Hashem, V'yotza came pieces Yad, like a hand came out of the sky, V'kibaltam him, and it was a Kabbal the keys. V'heim Kovtzu V'nav Zahur, and they jumped off the roof into the fire, and they died. And it's a big shayla, how are you allowed to do that? Abba Asmel Das. So the Mashal says that it had a lot of tzar. It could be if they do it, but tzar, it could be it's not as much as Isser. It's a whole tumult, not for now. Va'aleim on these kahanim, koinin Yeshua Navi. You know, he always said a lamentation. The pasuk says, Masa gei chazoin. The lamentation on the gei chazoin, which refers to Yerushalayim, the valley that everyone looked at. Chazoin. Malucha efai, ki alisa kula chagagas. What's going on? Everyone up to the roofs. Teshuah Ismalaya used to be full of city, full city. Here in me, a city that's full of noise. Kriya Aliza, a beautiful city. Your people who died are not people who died with a sword, not from Mechama. They jumped off the roof. And after Karish Baruch Hu now, even Karish Baruch Hu had a lamentation on this. It says in the Pasuk, Mekarkar Kar V'Shoya Alahar. Karish Baruch Hu is lamenting because of the Har Tziyah in Sheshomim. That's Alahar. So you see also that Karish Baruch Hu was lamenting on the terrible Churban Habayis.